Welcome to the conclusion of the prophecy series. Today, I want to share with you, after having gone through over the last more than a year of studies through the Old Testament and New Testament, I want to wrap up our series by giving you some concluding thoughts today. And that's what we want to focus on. We want to focus on ending our series, but also reminding ourselves of a few things, as well as being aware of a few things as we look to the future when Jesus Christ will come back. So the first thing I want to do is I would want to remind us as to why we did this study. And so there are several points. I made them in the introductory lesson as far as why we were doing this study. But I just want to remind ourselves exactly why we embarked on this journey through the Old and New Testament, looking at the prophecies concerning the end times. Here's the first point I want you to reflect on. This is why we did this study. With no understanding concerning prophecy, believers are open to false and sensational claims about the end. For whatever reason, we live in a time now where folks really have some wild, crazy ideas about what's going to happen in the end, or even where we are right now with reference to the end. A lot of it has to do with the reality that there is such a growing biblical ignorance among God's people today. Whereas years ago, there were studies upon studies and books upon books, speaker upon speaker, who would share and help educate people concerning the events of the future. That doesn't seem to be true anymore. And with that, there's a growing ignorance and a susceptibility to being influenced by crazy claims, sensational claims, that are often false in the end. So that's why we embarked on this study. We wanted you to have a biblical basis for looking to the future. Because of that, with there being no understanding and a growing ignorance, that kind of brings me to the next point I want to remind ourselves as to why we did this study. There is a tendency to downplay the eternal destinies of mankind. Now, what do you mean by that, George? Well, what I mean by that is this. If you don't understand what's coming or the events of it and what's going to happen to people in the future, yes, that there is eternity in heaven with the Lord, eternity in the new creation, where He is our God and we will dwell with Him. Yes, we understand that, but there's also the reality that those who don't know Him, whose names are not found in the Book of Life, will spend eternity in torment as they are in the lake of fire. When we don't have an understanding that we're moving to this event, we kind of downplay the eternal destinies of mankind. So it's very prevalent for everyone to think that everybody's going to make it in the end. But that reality is not expressed in the scriptures, specifically as you look at what God's word says about the end and who will be there and who will not be there. There's a third point that we need to remember with regards to the whole issue of why we did this study. There is a rise in anti-Semitism among believers. If people, that is God's people, don't have an understanding of why the prophecies were given, who the prophecies were given with regards to, then there's going to be a rise in a ill feeling, if not a hatred, of the Jews, of Israel, God's chosen people. And because of that, we see that happening right now among God's people, especially around the world. Now, part of that has to do with when we neglect God's word and His prophecies and understanding of what's coming, we forget that the main player besides Jesus is Israel and the fulfillment of the promises that are to come to Israel later on. And when we understand that Israel is very much a part of prophecy And a part of the issue of when Jesus comes back and why Jesus comes back, then we'll see ourselves drifting off into anti-Semitism and resentment towards the Jewish people. This has also resulted in another problem. When we don't have an understanding of God's word, and especially we mentioned it earlier about the destinies of mankind, it's going to affect the church in another way. Now, what do you mean? The evangelism of the lost becomes less of a priority for believers. When we forget that everything is heading to the end and everything is going to head to a time when there is terrible things happening and many will die, and those who die without Christ will end up in the lake of fire, there is a loss of concern on the part of God's people to see the lost become believers. There is a downplaying of evangelism. And we're seeing all of these things happening right now. And one of the sources for why this is happening is a lack of understanding concerning what God's word says about the return of Jesus and what will happen when he returns. Now, let's kind of focus in on some concluding thoughts now. First thing I want to focus in on is the nature of prophecy. This is what has come out of our study. So I just kind of want to focus in on some statements to reflect on the nature of prophecy. So here's what I want you to see. First thing, prophecy does not provide a detailed roadmap concerning what will happen in the future. So if you were with us through the studies, through Daniel, Zechariah, through the teachings of Jesus in the Gospels, as well as the teachings within the epistles, and then as we looked at the final book, the Revelation, you're going to see that there is often a progression in the revelation of God's word concerning the end. It's not a detailed roadmap. It fills in here and there about certain things with regards to certain books and certain letters. So it's not going to provide you a detailed roadmap that we can check off. Yep, check this thing happened, check this thing happened, and we're moving towards the end. That's not going to happen with regards to the issue of prophecy in the scripture. The other thing that you and I need to be aware of is this. Not everything has been revealed, as certain portions of the scripture indicate that not all information is recorded. Did you grasp that? There is a sense today in which when you do hear teaching concerning prophecy, there's a sense in which we have it all. We have an understanding of everything that's going to happen. Well, we already know that that's not true. Why? Because there are certain scriptures that tell us we don't know everything. There are certain scriptures that tell us they weren't allowed to